A man who pleaded guilty to stabbing another man in the neck causing severe injuries has been sentenced to 30 months in prison for aggravated assault and possession of a firearm. George Finley Robinson, 20, stabbed a man on the 900 block Granville Street on December 18, 2019, Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Gregory Rideout said in his May 10 ruling, which was released on May 17. The men were walking on the same sidewalk when Robinson asked the victim his name. The victim did not respond. According to the court decision, Robinson then turned around and walked south, past the man, while reaching for something in his pants. He continued to ask the man for his name and asked him to come here on several occasions. The man did not know Robinson and was confused by the situation. Suddenly, Robinson attacked, an action caught on surveillance video. The accused is observed making a rapid downward sweeping motion, striking the victim in the left side of his neck, Rideout said. Robinson then fled. The victim was taken to Vancouver General Hospital in a serious but non-life-threatening condition. An examination revealed a 3 cm by 2 cm laceration on the left side of his neck. The victim was taken to surgery. It was noted that a branch of the common carotid artery was bleeding. The victim continued to receive medical treatment until his discharge on December 27, 2019. CCTV searches showed police Robinson getting into a taxi shortly after the attack. He was dropped off near Arbutus Street and West 34th Avenue. Police found a locked safe in his bedroom. Inside, police a .22 caliber polymer 80 automatic pistol with no serial number, a suppressor for the pistol, 59.22 long rifle cartridges, and one loaded cartridge magazine. It was determined the automatic pistol could discharge more than one projectile with one pressure of the trigger, making it a prohibited firearm. Other items seized included a black folding knife, a half dozen cell phones, a backpack containing ammunition and a cartridge magazine. Rideout said Robinson confessed to the assault to police. I ran into some guy FN. I ripped his line like a year ago. Instantly soon as he sees me, stops and pulls out his phone, so I'm like FK, I got to dead this call, you know. I hit him and ran. And they got it on video and shit, but I cabbed out of it too, but they talked to the cab driver, tracking down the cab number. Robertson had no previous criminal record. A pre-sentence report said Robinson has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and has had drug abuse issues that created an unprecedented amount of paranoia. In a letter, Robinson's mother told the court her son was willing to undergo treatment. George has a strong, close-knit family that loves him and will provide him with balance and support to continue on his positive track, she wrote. The sentence is 12 months for the assault and 18 months for the firearm. They are being served consecutively. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca Twitter.com/Jainswo